This episode of Dart Check contains mature themes and discussions of sexual content.
The ideas and opinions expressed in this episode are ours and do not reflect Spirit Live or Ryerson-X University.
Got it.
Welcome to the final Spirit Live episode of Check of Darts, Dart Check. Serena's going to kick us off with the disclaimer today for all you people listening who might not like words.
I don't know what to say. It makes me nervous.
Come on.
Wait, what do I say?
Just disclaim.
Disclaim, girl.
Okay, if you don't like what we have to say, then click off now.
All right, there you go. You heard it from her. Oh my God, that was so
simple and sweet.
And the buildup took longer than the disclaimer.
Sorry.
Yeah, if you don't like the content, get out the kitchen or however it goes.
Can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen.
That's the one. So last week, Ewan, could you please say what last week's list was?
Yeah, it was our top five favorite crimes to commit.
Not favorite.
It was enlightening. I learned a bit about these people I call friends.
I had to censor Serena's number two. Because it, well, I'm not even, it was, no, I'm not going to say because I'll just censor it again. It was like one of those, like, you had to be there moments. So
yeah,
Chugs is the only non-dart checker who knows.
Yeah.
Or maybe whoever Serena's told.
Our list this week is top five ways to cheat on an exam. But also a little disclaimer, we don't promote, condone, or do cheating of our own. But if we were in a hypothetical world deciding to cheat on an exam, which we wouldn't, these are the top five ways we would do it respectively.
Theoretically, hypothetically, rhetorically.
Allegedly.
Yeah. We wouldn't actually do it, but like if we did, like here's a step-by-step of how it can be completed successfully without being caught. Lucas, do you want to start us off or do you want to pick who starts?
No, I'll start it off. We'll get it underway here.
While you're just getting going, I'm going to make a doc and share it so everybody can see the lists.
Okay. You let me know when I'm good to go.
No, you're good to go.
Okay. So... no honorable mentions this week. It worked last week, so I'm going to run it back with no honorable mentions. So getting right into number five is to write your notes or formulas on the inside of your erasers. You know how they come with like a little piece of cardboard or whatever. You can either write it on that or on the actual eraser. Teacher's not looking. Just pop the eraser out. It's all right there. You can hide, math formulas or notes or certain things that you want to keep track of.
But wouldn't you have to take it out, take the eraser out of the cardboard thing and then look at, like, it would look a little suspect, no?
No, well, you just like slide it like you're fiddling.
Yeah, oh. You just like, slide it out a little bit and then back in.
Like an ADHD kid.
Yeah, you're not going to have to like, the teacher is going to be like, take your eraser out of the box immediately. Like if you can do it semi-quickly, then it's not that big of a deal. Number four, this, I've never done this, but if I was to, it might've hypothetically been for grade 12 kinesiology. So put it out there. So this says fake a concussion. So you have to write your exam in a secluded room with the lights off. Very difficult for anybody to see what's going on with the lights off. If this did happen to me, hypothetically, it wasn't a fake concussion. It would have been a real concussion from football in grade 12 that hypothetically gave me light sensitivity. So I would have had to write it in a secluded room with the lights off by myself. I can only imagine how good it would be. Yes.
Oh my God. That's almost like not unethical, but like.
It's not a work.
It adds a lot of work. That's
go to school with sunglasses and say you have a concussion. It's not that deep. Number two and number three are similar, but they're different. So number three is to record yourself saying your notes or anything that you want for the test, and then listen to it like it was music during the test.
Mm-hmm.
that way, you know, you're changing the songs, maybe going back to your favorite part of the song, and you know, it's the notes.
Teacher's not gonna be like, hey, yo, let me get in your phone and see what you're
listening to. Hey, yo, start sharing this content.
Yeah, Spotify, share with the class, please.
So yeah, number three, record yourself singing notes and listen to music. Number two is to pretend to listen to music and be on the phone. If you have a friend who isn't, like, you know, maybe in your section and you have the tests at different times or whatever, or even somebody in the class and you just want to, like, as you pick answers or something, you just kind of like whisper it out, be like, oh, okay, I think I like A. And then the person you're on the phone is like, bet A. It could work. So pretend to listen to music and be on the phone. Both of these a little bit tough because it requires your teacher to be cool with you having headphones in.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, great. And number one, this one goes out to Megan Bromley. I have get your notes tattooed on your body. It'd be hard for your teacher to tell you to put your notes away when it's tattooed onto the back of your hand. At that point, I don't think there's anything they can do to stop you, and your notes are all right there.
Damn, Rose, it's just one test.
I mean, maybe it's in, you know, grade 10, you get Y equals MX plus B tattooed. You have it all year.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
And then all the next year, and then all the year after that. And then...
Yeah, but if it makes you happy and it helps you with your test, then...
You're straight.
That was a good list.
That was a good creative list. The fake the concussion one is really, you know, that hits home for me. I had a concussion in grade 11, and I just missed a test.
I had a concussion in grade 12. I had to do a kinesiology test, but
damn.
I think it went fine.
Pull up to the cafeteria with your boys after full lights, and oh no, my head still hurts. Yeah.
No, I got blindsided in football and had a light sensitive concussion. It was like my third concussion of high school, so I had to wear like sunglasses in school for 2 weeks.
Damn.
It's pretty brutal, but
people thought you were just being cocky, just being like,
yeah.
I can't swear, but there are words I want to say.
I get it. I still got a 90 in kinesiology though. So.
Oh, my bad.
You know, it is what it is.
All right, Serena, you look hungry to share your list.
just okay.
Something there saying, I want to share my list right now with everybody.
You read my mind. Number five, I have, this one's for like if you're doing an online exam, like if there's a lockdown browser on it, there's an app where you can get like transparent notes. So it goes right over like whatever you're writing. So it, like it doesn't cover anything. And I did use that for a Dan's test.
Wait, trans? I think I'll cut that out. I don't know. Should I cut it out?
No. Already got the mark bag.
Wait, what I don't understand. An app where you can do transparent notes?
Yeah, so like, you know, notes on like your Mac? When you like put it over a screen, like it covers, right? This one's transparent so you can see through it.
You know what transparent means?
Yeah, but how do you see the notes if it's transparent? I still don't follow.
The notes aren't transparent, just the background.
A sticky note. Yeah, the sticky is transparent. No. Like on a Mac, you make like a virtual sticky note.
Okay.
So all you see is like the ink. All you see is
like the background would be clear, but I could see the black notes.
Yeah.
Just go to number four. I don't care. Just go to number four.
Okay. Not that bright today, but it's okay.
Nah. I've been locked up in a room for 10 days. Nothing makes sense anymore.
Okay. Number four, I have, if you have a water bottle with you, you write it on the inside of your water bottle. Or I've seen people like they print the same label, but the label has like all the notes on it. So it looks like a regular label, but it has all your notes.
But if you write inside the water bottle, won't the water just taste like ink?
No, like the inside of the label.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Stop asking questions.
Okay. I'm trying to.
Okay.
No, go, please.
And writing it in Visinotes and then ink water.
That's a new Mio squirt flavor, right?
Inkwa.
Comes with an ink roll.
Yeah, number three, I have, if you wear a watch, or like more specifically an Apple Watch, you know, you can just check it, because I don't think teachers would go around and be like, show me your watch right now.
Yeah, that's a good creative one. Way to think outside of the box.
Yeah, thanks. Number two is the same as Lucas's, like, if you have headphones, you can just play yourself, like, talking the notes, and then just play it back. And number one, I'm not going to say that I've ever done this, but in high school, I had, like, we had kilts we could wear, so I would write down, like, or no, I wouldn't, hypothetically, if I did this. On my thigh, you could write and pen the notes and then, like, check, you know, lift up your skirt a little bit and check for the notes. And it always worked, so,
from what I heard. Well, like, you put it, like, on your legs, right?
Yeah.
And the teacher wouldn't, like, be like, you know.
Lift up your skirt for me.
Teacher would be like, whip it out.
So far, good list, guys. We're very creative.
Thank you.
Ewan, would you like to go next, or you want me to go?
I can go next. I'm liking my list. I'm liking my list.
I have a friend of the show today, so we have an ad today, so
oh, forgot about the ad.
Maybe all after, right, quick quick intermission. We've heard Lucas and Serena's list, so let's go to a commercial break. Today's episode is brought to you by...
Have you ever been looking for a chip but also wanted to satisfy your unhealthy tobacco addiction? Have you ever wanted to eat cigarettes and also have the crisp crunch of a nice potato chip at the same time? Then you need to try Pringles cigarette flavor with quote-unquote the perfect flavor in every bite. Find them at your Walmart and make sure to pick up a canister today. Pringles cigarette flavored.
Wow, that's that might be the best ad we've had this season or ever.
Only at Walmart, though.
Yeah, only at Walmart. Yo, cashier, you got the Pringle darts? Oh. we just ran out. Got the shipment this morning. They were gone within 20 minutes.
Sounds like you've been eating them, too, Jim.
Yeah, I have. I've had a few. All right. A whole can will give you a crazy head rush you've never experienced before. All right, Ewan, by all means.
Yeah, I'm liking my list. I think one key reason is my list is very inclusive. You don't need to be able to afford like a watch or headphones or water to complete my list. Anyone can just walk into class and hit it. So number five is you need to acquire a lookalike. So ideally you'd have a twin, but other options could just be someone who looks very much like you. Surgery or cloning.
I have a hard time finding this is easier than headphones.
The twin is the free option because you don't have to pay for that.
What if you have to pay for cloning or surgery? But
if you have to pay for cloning, just find someone who looks like you. It's a little bit riskier, but I'd just be like, yo, Leonardo DiCaprio, you want to write a test for me? And he'd be like, yeah, Ewan. Number four, you have to find a way to corrupt your test. So if you're doing it online, go to corruptafile.com, and no matter what file you send, when the teacher opens it, it will be corrupted.
Ewan loves this one.
And it'll buy you like maybe two more days to write the test. So corruptafile.com. If you're in person, this only works with a Scantron, but the rumor mill at my high school was like, if you put like Vaseline or something on the little scanny bit, it would corrupt the entire Scantron. Might not have been Vaseline. I don't, lip balm maybe. There was something. So look into that.
These sound like you're an advocate for these almost. Like, are you endorsed by corruptafile.com?
I love corruptafile.com. I've never used it for a test, more for like essays. Like you submit an essay that's corrupted and then your teacher opens it 3 days later and is like, oh, I couldn't open it. And then it's like, oh, let me resend the file.
You've done that?
I might have to do that.
Oh, 100%. In high school. I don't do it in university. I don't cheat much in university, except if it's an online test, in which case I actually haven't done one. What's the word? Like sober, legally? I don't know. My third option is a little bit, I don't know if it's kosher, but it was to sleep with the professor.
Oh, are these easier?
I think I'm rocking my headphones over to you.
It's free. I mean, you know, I buy buy a condom. Like we promote safe sex here on the show. There's no point cheating on a test if you're gonna have a kid. Like that's so much money. You know, hopefully your professor's attractive. If not, what's it called? Hold a grenade for the greater good.
I don't understand that.
You haven't heard that saying before?
No, I've heard Grenade by Bruno Mars. I was listening to like, it before this.
I think the actual thing is like, if you're going on a double date, if you're going on a double date and your friend's date is super attractive, and your date might not be, and you're just going on the date so that your friend can get with a super attractive person, it's like jumping on the grenade, like in Captain America. So that's the reference. Number two, I have the same as Serena's. It was actually scan the label of a product and then switch all the ingredients with your notes. I saw that one online. It seems pretty clever. Everyone was using a Coca-Cola bottle. And then instead of like sodium, they'd put like John Adams invented America in 1930. So like, you know. And then number one, if it's an open book test, just hollow that out with like a knife and put your phone in the book. I think that's genius. And just leave like 5 pages. So if your teacher ever walks by, you can just flip some pages on top of the phone. But like you're smuggling drugs, right? Like you cut like a hole in the middle of the page and just put your phone in it.
All of those require so much commitment, but I respect it. Yeah.
Cutting a hole in a book?
Yeah.
Hollowing out in a book with enough depth for your phone?
That's like what? Like maybe like 40 pages? No.
No.
200 pages? 200 pages?
I feel like your number three, sleep with the professor, is a much more elaborate plan than you think. You have to first you have to know, okay, down the line, I'm going to cheat on this exam. So let me, right off the bat, beginning of the semester, establish $100 if I can guess who that is. Off the bat, at the beginning of the semester, you have to establish a relationship with your teacher, make sure you're both on the same page. And then down the line, you have to be like, you know what, like, hey, give us like, you know.
If you're not establishing in a relationship with your teacher, why are you at school?
A sexual relationship?
Yeah.
Every relationship.
I feel like number three comes a little bit too easy to you as well.
Sleepwithmyprof.com.
RateMyProfessorInBed.com.
I'm just saying, if you want to get good marks, you follow my list. You don't go with Lucas or Serena. They're going to get you like maybe a 70.
Acquire a look-alike.
Call someone in class. Like, the answer's B. He's going to know. The teacher's going to know.
If I'm a teacher, I'm letting my students like phone a friend, you know? You know, like in those, what's it called? Where it's deal or no deal or whatever?
No.
Wants to be a millionaire.
The price is right.
No, isn't it like cash cab?
Aren't they all the same show? Oh, yeah, cash cab. I'm going to go ahead with my
list. Take it away.
Okay, so number five, this relates to me the most. So I drink a lot of water, right? So I'll be like, yo, prof, man's got to go pee-pee. Maybe like if it's a three-hour test, I'm going at least 3 or 4 times. at least 3 or 4 times. Hours. Yeah. And I would just take my phone out. And, like, I just take my phone with me. Look up what I got to look up. I've done this before, maybe like in a dream or something, probably. But that's an easy way to cheat. You'd be like, yo, I got to go to the bathroom. Teacher's not going to be like, no, you don't. You got to hold it. Like, yo, like, hey, I'm not 3 years old. I'm going. Unless the teacher's like a narc and then like, give me your phone. Then that's number five.
I'd test like that where you have to leave your phone.
Yeah, that's stupid.
At Laurier, they'd walk you to the bathroom and walk you back.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you put like your phone or like the notes in like one stall and you just kept going to that stall?
That's smart.
That's commitment.
Until somebody steals your phone.
Yeah. Or that.
It gets stolen.
It's the stall I planted it in.
Okay, my number four. I would write the answers on my skin in invisible ink. And then I would have a pen with a flashlight that would flash on the ink and it would show. So that way I would be able to see what I wrote on my arm.
What if the teacher just sees like a bright ass light? Like,
well, theoretically, dropped something and I have to look to the ground to pick it up.
If my teacher blasts me up close with a super bright light, I'm faking a seizure on the spot.
Oh, I what I thought she said was like, what if your teacher sees you with the light?
Yeah.
Oh, what if your teacher comes?
What are you doing?
You're like, hey, let me see them lyrics.
Oh, he's convulsing.
You have to have a flashlight on your pen.
Yeah, I said that.
That's what he said.
What if no,
you think I would just pull up with a hunting flashlight? Camping? Hunt? No, more camping, I think.
I thought you were talking about like use your phone flashlight. And I was gonna say, and you could just use your phone.
No, I want to make it hard for myself. Okay, so for my number three, I would like, let's say this happened to me a lot in high school where like the period just before my friends would be taking a test that I would then be taking the next period. So I would like pass them in the hallway and be like, yo, like, what do you remember? And they'd be like, oh, for question, whatever, this, multiple choice, yeah. this, and this. So I would just write it between the cracks of my sleeve. Teacher's knocking me like, all right, everybody, it's tattoo examination time. They like, I could easily just write, you know, this little bear maybe has a 1C on his face, you know, and then my angel over here has a 2A, and they never suspect a thing. So I would do that for a multiple choice test if I know someone who took the test just before me and remembers all the answers. So it's very specific, but I think there's probably like an 80% chance that it would happen.
All my tattooers out there with full arm sleeves, how much do you care about your grades? Comment in the section below.
That's not a bad one though, right? I think, right, guys?
That one's good.
It's a great way to cheat. I just think if you have a full arm sleeve in like grade 11.
I only had one tattoo in high school. It was this one.
God is great.
Yeah, something like that. Number two, I would get a pen, and inside the pen would be see-through. And inside it, I would put a little cylinder with notes. And every time I clicked, it rotates and I see, you know, I just, oh, no, not that one. Oh, click. Okay. No, no. And then the teacher's like, oh, someone's probably just nervous out there. Clicked on their pen. Little does he know I'm doing a whole experiment. I got notes in my pen right here. So that's why, I think that'd be pretty good. It'd be a little...
Step one, manufacture a clear pen rotating.
James Bond gadget.
I think it's like Jim.
If it's Jim, then,
if your teacher sees
you, I don't know. I wrote motivational notes for myself on my pen.
You're like, hey.
Motivational notes. Okay, my number one, this one involved teamwork. So let's say I'm next to Lucas over there and he's having a tough time. But I'm like, okay, first we'll time travel to before the class. And then we'll start at the beginning. We'll say, okay, look, this is our plan. For number one, a click once, signifying question one. Like click, and it looks like, okay, gosh, well. And then I pause. He'd be like, okay, now he's gonna say whether it's A, B, C, or D. And then if it's B, click, click. If it's C, click, click, click. If it's D, click, 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 click. Get it? 1B, click, click, click. And Lucas like, okay, 1B. So it's an elaborate way to help Lucas, but ultimately I studied, so I'm cheating on his behalf.
I have one small issue with this: is that I've had like some fat multiple choice questions. So if question 50 is D, you have to click 54 times.
Yep, I know, I took that into account.
Also, if time travel is an option, why don't you just wait till you get the results back from the test and time travel with the answers?
No, you only have one opportunity to time travel, and it's to just before the test for this specific scenario. Also, if it were question 50, I would click in intervals of 5. So once we get past question 6, I would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. First, I would double click, insinuating, okay, I'm about to do intervals. So I double click, like a quick double click. And then I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I'm on question 15.
Wait, what no, if you still, mess up?
That's
and still
15 clicks. That's 17 clicks. Oh, guys, I did not think this through.
Your number one is just crumbling apart.
I know.
The only thing you could do is like reset after 5. So like after the 5th question, then you would just tap once for question 6.
Or if you're close enough, you can just write 50 on your paper and then do the clicks.
That's true.
Write like, 50 on the side of your page. I just was making sure I saw the numbers.
I was reminding myself what I needed to pass.
Or I could have little spasms where I just 50. I just, you know, have little bursts.
You have threads. Yeah, if you take a concussion, you can just fake
Tourette's. It's a 58. Yeah, that's my list, guys.
Yeah, that was all right.
Yeah, I kind of wish I didn't go last.
Mm-hmm. I might have drank 6 of these so far today.
How many times have you peed?
Upwards of 10. And I'm not joking. Every day I pee upwards of 10 times. Wow, I'm like so a water fountain.
So you just get your squats in every day, huh?
My what?
Your squats.
My squats?
Sitting down, head ass.
Oh, yeah. That went over my head. I was like, I didn't go to the gym today. No, but it'd be more of a squat if I was levitating over the bowl. Well, not levitating, but like hovering over the bowl as opposed to just putting my weight on it, you know?
Have you guys seen Midsommar?
No, I'm not watching that movie. I'm not watching it.
Watched it yesterday. The beginning was good, but it went over my head. It just turned into like a bunch of naked Swedish people taking mushrooms and like doing crazy stuff. Like I was lost.
Might have to watch it now. Y'all said naked Swedish
people. Like so many naked Swedish people. I was like, whoa.
But you still watched the whole thing, huh?
Yeah, it was like 2.5 hours.
That's long.
Some nice Swedish long, as they say.
That's a Costco hot. No, IKEA hot dog. I said Costco. So right off the bat, I ruined the joke. Like right away. It was like, oh, well, this is going nowhere. But let me finish it. Guys, I wish this soundboard worked. You'd be hearing, bruh, 21. No, not. Bruh. What are y'all doing? Egg 21. Bruh. Do you guys want to vote on a list?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to vote first because I want to. And I'm going to vote for Ewan's list. I was very entertained by that list. None of it would work.
As someone who can't sleep with a professor, yes, that's true, you small man.
Can I revote? Nah, I'm going with Ewan. Ewan, who are you voting for?
Let me consult the Google.
Oh yeah, I shared a doc with you guys.
I'm gonna go with Serena because I think put on a skirt is literally like unfailable. Like no professor is gonna be like,
that's true.
Lift your skirt up. Like I think that's literally like maybe the best one we have.
I mean, some professors might.
Maybe.
Hey.
And canceled.
Lucas, you want to vote?
No, you go.
Okay, I'm gonna vote for Sam's list. Because I like the tattoo idea. Clever. You have to have a sleeve for it, but
yeah,
if you have it, do it.
Don't be like Lucas and just get the tattoo of the math equation you need.
You're right. Instead, just clone yourself.
Get plastic surgery.
Have sex with your teacher. It's free.
Listen, you're going to get the tattoo and then still get the question wrong.
You put a minus instead of a plus.
It's just going to be like a failure drilled into your body for the rest of your life. Like, no, Y does not equal MX plus C.
Equals MC cubed. God damn it.
Idiot.
It's my turn and I decide the winner.
Yeah, you look. Yeah. 100% decide the winner.
1-1-1.
Just this week, you can vote for yourself.
Taking offers of bribery. I mean, if we're doing top ways to cheat, I don't think I can justify voting for you and because it's acquire a look like corruptofile.com, sleep with the professor, and hollow out book put phone. I feel like for somebody who said my things were unreasonable, like headphones or a tattoo of words.
Not unreasonable, uninclusive. Uninclusive.
How is yours inclusive, though? Like, what do you mean inclusive? I was like, oh, he's going to list, like, minorities and stuff.
That's what I thought.
I'm just saying, you don't need to buy an Apple Watch to sleep with the prof or hollow out.
Yeah, we need to bring change your whole face.
Hollow out a 200-plus page book.
Don't bring the knife to class. Do it at home.
You literally said buy condoms, too.
Well, yeah. You
said plastic surgery.
Or cloning. That doesn't exist.
I mean, the condom is just a good suggestion.
Ewan, in your life right now, how many people do you know that would pass for you in a test?
Zero.
Okay.
But I don't have a twin.
Most people don't.
Well, some people have triplets.
What does that help?
They're triplets. They don't look like anybody else. It'd be like, I already have the one I need, so you can take this extra.
Don't worry. My list is clearly miles ahead because we're still talking about it. It's relevant.
No, I'm gonna go with this is Serena's. I was gonna vote for Sam's and then I saw the coordinator and I couldn't do it.
What?
I was gonna vote for you, Sam, and then I saw Penn Rotator and I couldn't do it.
Alright. Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you for the win.
Serena, congratulations. You won the last, maybe last ever Spirit Lab episode, depending on how they take our content and once they evaluate us and see how we fit in.
Well, if they like last week's, I mean.
Yeah, they were like, yep, good with us. It was on the website?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's how I listened to it.
Talk about all you want. Bomb threats at Disney World, so be it. Armed bank robbery? Hey, approve them right now. I gotta stop the recording, but then we could stay on and talk after if you guys want. All right. Okay.
Well, thanks everybody for tuning in to the final episode of Dart Check Spring 2022 edition. It was an absolute pleasure, and we can't wait to see you folks.
Don't forget to get those Pringles.
Thank you for tuning in to Dart Check. We'll see you later.